Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You know how it is trying to get your kids to actually tell you what they learned in school?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to give you the inside scoop on what they're reading about today in The Juice. So the first story that kind of caught my eye today was about Greenland's ice sheet. Apparently, it's melting a lot faster than scientists initially predicted. And it's all because of these things called crevasses, which are basically giant cracks in the ice.
Right.
And they're expanding way more rapidly than they expected.
So the researchers thought that these changes would take like decades to happen, but they're seeing like significant differences in just 5 years. Yeah, like the cracks are getting deeper, they're getting wider, and it's allowing more warm water to get in and melt the ice from the inside.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the article mentions that this could lead to a pretty substantial rise in sea levels.
Yeah.
Which obviously has implications for coastal communities.
Definitely. You know, it brings up some interesting questions,
right.
Like how might rising sea levels affect the places where you live?
Right.
Or how can we work to mitigate these impacts?
Yeah, those are good questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to this next story, which is about USAID.
Okay.
The U.S. Agency for International Development.
Right.
And there seems to be a lot of controversy surrounding it.
Yeah, there is. You know, there are critics who are accusing USAID of misusing funds.
Okay.
Yeah, and even calling it a criminal organization.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are some pretty serious accusations.
You are, but the article also mentions that USAID has its supporters.
Right.
And they emphasize its role in, like, global development.
Right. Things like health, agriculture, and disaster relief.
Right. And there are some pretty strong opinions on both sides.
Yeah, I was going to say the article mentions Elon Musk calling it a criminal organization.
Right.
And then you have a former USAID administrator who calls that a bold-faced lie.
Exactly. It's a very complex situation.
It is. It is. But it's a good opportunity, I think, to talk to kids about critical thinking.
Yeah.
Especially when they're encountering information online.
For sure. Like, how do we determine if sources are reliable?
Yeah.
Or how do we evaluate different perspectives?
Right. Exactly. All right, moving on to something a little less controversial. There's been some promising news about potential breakthroughs in treatments for Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, this is exciting stuff. Researchers are making some real progress with a couple of different types of brain implants.
Brain implants, wow.
Yeah. One type uses electrical stimulation to regulate brain activity, and the other aims to actually repair those damaged neural pathways.
It sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
It is pretty remarkable. One patient who received an implant even said he felt like he was cured because his symptoms just disappeared for days at a time.
That's incredible. I bet that gives a lot of hope to people living with Parkinson's.
It certainly does. This could be a good conversation starter with your kids about, you know, medical advancements and the power of scientific research.
Okay, next up we have a thought-provoking quote from Frederick Douglass.
One of my favorites.
He said, "Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did. And it never will."
Powerful words. And, you know, Douglass, he was a prominent abolitionist, a social reformer, and he really understood the importance of fighting for justice and equality.
And that quote is still so relevant today.
Absolutely. It reminds us that change rarely happens passively. It often requires action, advocacy, even a bit of disruption. You could use this quote as a springboard to talk to your kids about historical figures, social movements, all those big topics that are still so important today.
Now let's talk about something that hits a little closer to home. Potential cuts to funding for medical research at the NIH, the National Institutes of Health.
Yes. This has been a hot topic lately. A lot of debate about whether these cuts are necessary to streamline spending or if they'll hinder research progress.
So what exactly is being cut?
Well, the proposed cuts target indirect research funding.
Indirect.
Which covers things like lab costs, equipment, support staff, essentially the infrastructure that supports those research activities.
Okay, so what are the arguments for and against these cuts?
Well, you know, Elon Musk, he's been pretty vocal about this.
Yeah, I've seen his tweets.
He's argued that universities are taking too much money for overhead and that these cuts are necessary to make sure more funds go directly to the research projects.
Interesting. And how are scientists responding to that?
Scientists and medical professionals are pushing back pretty hard. They're saying that these cuts would seriously cripple research efforts. And, you know, they point out that those indirect costs are essential for maintaining high-quality research facilities and attracting top talent. Actually, a federal judge temporarily blocked the cuts, so it's still kind of up in the air how this is going to play out.
It'll be interesting to see how this develops.
Well, sure.
This story could be a good opportunity to talk with your kids about how science is funded, the importance of funding for scientific research,
and even the role of government in supporting innovation.
Great points. Finally, we have a story that celebrates creativity and cultural heritage. Queen Taj, a New Orleans artist, has been chosen to design the official logo for the Super Bowl.
Love this story. Queen Taj is a member of New Orleans's Black Masking Indian community, which is known for its incredible traditions and intricate beadwork.
That's beautiful.
And that's exactly the art form she used to create the Super Bowl logo. Her design is this stunning blend of red, green, and gold beads. You can see it everywhere, on tickets, player uniforms, all over the place.
That's really cool. What a great way to showcase her talent and her community's cultural heritage.
The NFL made a really great decision to partner with Queen Taj. It's a great example of how to celebrate diversity and give a platform to artists from underrepresented communities. You know, you could use this story to talk to your kids about the importance of representation, the beauty and diversity of different cultural traditions,
yeah,
and even the power of art to bridge cultural divides.
We've covered a lot today.
We have, from international aid to medical breakthroughs to the power of art. It's been a pretty amazing journey.
It has. And it's all thanks to the Juice for bringing these stories to light.
So to all the parents and educators out there, keep encouraging your kids to learn, to question, to imagine.
Because the world needs their curiosity, their passion, and their unique perspectives more than ever.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.